When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Since the dawn of time, people have been cooking in one vessel. Whether they only owned one pot or they were cooking over fire and needed it all in one place, one pot meals, especially in fall and winter, are just a smart way to cook. With flavors coming together and only one pot to clean, what's not to love? Meet us at the table as we discuss one pot meals. I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are
Steel Magnolias.
The strength of steel with the grace of a magnolia. We are here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
And we've got plenty of room at our table.
So pull up a chair. Welcome back to your very seasonal fall episode of Steel Magnolias podcast. We are talking not really a Southern topic per se, but certainly some are really good Southern stews and jambalaya.
Oh, we'll make it Southern. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, yeah. But, you
we'll find a way to make it Southern.
Who doesn't need some inspiration, right?
With meal planning? We all get stale on that. I remember being so encouraged one time when I was talking to our friend Jackie Gregory, who's a very good cook. She does catering. And for some reason, I had this idea in my head that she made, like, you know, something glorious and brand new every night of every week. And she makes the same stuff all the time, too.
Yes. Yes.
So it's just refreshing to know, like, okay, even people who are really good at this.
Yeah.
Still go to have their go-tos.
We all have 24 hours.
In a day.
All of us get 24. Yeah. Well, I wanted to mention, I thought this was interesting because, you know, I love to just go dig up even a little history on whatever we're talking about. So, you know, again, as we mentioned in the intro, this is like from the dawn of time over campfires that a one-pot meal.
Well, it's funny how, as I, in my travels, or girl, I love to watch a cooking show. I'll watch a cooking show about Korea and places that I may never get to go to. Everybody cooks over a fire with one pot.
Yes.
Every civilization.
Exactly. Yes. But I did think it was interesting that I read in the 1950s is when one pot meals, which they weren't even calling it one pot meals at the time, but they became popular here in the United States.
Okay.
Because that was a time when more women began to work outside the home.
Okay. Makes perfect sense. So I now mean, they had to get creative.
Fast putting it together and easy cleanup. I mean,
that's one of my favorite parts about a one pot meal.
I know. I'm like, working or not working? Who doesn't want that? Those are singing my love languages
there. Very good at reasons.
Well, so you may hear one pot meal now. You may hear one skillet meal. You may hear sheet pan.
Oh, I'm seeing that a lot these days.
Yes.
In magazines where it just shows the sheet pan.
I actually heard somebody say those are so popular with food bloggers because they're so easy to photograph.
Makes sense.
You know, it's an aerial shot.
And it has everything
pretty.
It can
look so pretty. It's kind of like shooting a charcuterie board or something, you know? It's just pretty for food bloggers and those that are.
I rarely do a sheet pan, though. I have a few go-tos that I like better than the sheet pan.
Yeah. But I forget to do it.
Yeah.
I forget
that there's nothing wrong with it.
That you can put it all in one pan. So, yes, even all of us need reminders. But before we even jumped into some specific recipes, I wanted to talk about the vessel.
Yeah, yeah.
So I prefer a Dutch oven.
Love the Dutch oven. Yeah.
Especially like an enameled cast iron Dutch oven that's really heavy. You know, mine's heavy, but it's doable. It's a Lodge cast iron.
Yeah.
And it's just shallow enough for me. It's not a deep pot. What's the other pot that you have that's more shallow?
Oh, I think you say brazier.
Yes.
Pan. Yes. I love that too for these kinds of recipe. Well, it depends on the recipe, but
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
You use that one a lot for.
Well, I like that one for some of the recipes that I want to mention. Is like if I'm cooking like chicken breast with other things like cut up potatoes or cut up carrots, like it's deep enough to hold all of that.
Yeah.
But not so deep that
it's probably 3 inches, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that piece. Yeah. I found that. It's a La Crusade, but I got it at TJ Maxx.
Okay.
So it was a little cheaper.
Okay. That's good. That's a good. Actually, that's very good. I'm glad you mentioned that because some of these can vary very drastically in price.
Yeah, they can. And I believe that kind of stuff will outlive me probably. I mean, I may be able to wheel that to somebody.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
But you can't beat the heat distribution.
Yeah.
That these enameled cast iron dishes
help.
So I did look up what's the top Dutch oven picks. I looked up two different sources. Food Network had done some testing. And then there was a New York Times report.
Well, those seem like good sources.
So the best overall was the Lodge 6-quart enameled cast iron Dutch oven.
Is that the one you have?
Yep, which retails for $80.
Okay.
And so that's an investment, too.
It is.
But that I just want you to know that that is the low end of these vessels.
Some of the French ones get even more.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because they're French. I don't know.
Yes. So then the New York Times described it as their upgrade pick.
Okay.
Would be how do you say it?
La Crusade. I don't know.
La Crusade, the 5.5-quart round Dutch oven, which retails for $360.
Wow.
I know.
I don't know if mine's that big. That's the one. Mine is La Crusade.
Yeah.
But I don't know if mine's that big.
Yeah. So, anyway. So that was the Food Network and New York Times. Those were the top two picks. Both of them had those two in the top two.
Okay. Well,
so
yours does great for $80.
Yeah. I mean, I know. Yeah. It's,
and if you go to the Lodge
the
outlet,
factory,
it might even be cheaper than $80. I don't know.
Yes.
They might run a special or
something. That's where I actually got mine. So, okay. If you're not used to cooking with one, it can be kind of daunting of like, am I going to be picking this up? It's because they're heavy.
They are. I've thought about that. If, you know, when I'm 85, am I still going to be able to cook?
Reaching under the counter.
To pull it out.
Pulling it up. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you keep yours on the oven top anyway.
My Dutch oven, I do.
So, yeah. Well, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I guess most soups would be considered one pot meals.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I guess.
We could even start there.
I've already been on that track
because the weather goes a little bit cool and I start with the soup. I love soups.
Would you consider crock pots or air fryers one pot meals?
I guess you could, but I didn't go there for
I didn't
this.
Either, but I but wanted
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you could. I think that crock pot is.
Yeah. Okay. So this, you know, this is our truly oven top sort of discussion today. But
or
yes.
Or in the oven.
Yes. Yes. You have so many good soups you've made over the years. So yes, let's start with you. And I don't even know.
Some
you
soup just, favorites?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you've listened to this podcast before, you know I love Asian ingredients, yes. Asian foods.
Yes, she does.
So one soup that I love to make in the winter is called orange teriyaki beef stew.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember this?
You've made this for me.
Yeah,
yes.
So it has like beef chunk stew meat.
Yes.
But it also has Chinese five spice as the kind of, or, you know, the flavor gives it the Chinese kind of flavor.
Is that hard to find?
No.
Okay.
In any spice section.
Okay.
It has bok choy. It has the other thing that's really interesting in it is it actually at the very, very end, you add in some orange slices.
Yes.
Like without the peel, obviously. So that is just very fall feeling to me. The bok choy, the beef, the orange.
Yes.
Anyway.
That's yummy.
So we can link to these in the show notes.
Sure.
But that's an kind of unusual
beef hearty stew, yes.
But has a unique, yummy flavor. Mm-hmm. And that's all in one pot.
One pot. Do you have another Asian one too? Miss Asian maker.
I have lots. Another one I make a lot is it's just called Thai curry.
Yes.
Vegetable.
Yes.
Soup. You can add chicken to it if you want, or whatever meat you want. But it is got, again, bok choy, but this one is chicken broth versus the other one's beef broth.
Okay.
And so this one has also coconut milk in it. So it's not just brothy. It's got kind of a medium
good
creamy
flavor. Yeah.
But it's also okay for vegetarians because it's
okay.
Or vegan. But anyway, that one's yummy. And it has the red curry paste and ginger and garlic to make it, you know, have that Thai flavor and fish sauce. So
okay.
It's not.
It's Thai. That's very Thai. Everything you just described.
Yeah. So it's not complicated to me because those are ingredients I often have.
Yeah.
Because a lot of recipes I make have that.
Yeah.
But Thai curry vegetable soup. That's another good one. I haven't mastered a good pho. I want to, a good Vietnamese pho. But I haven't mastered so I won't share what I've tried because I don't feel like I've got it. But the key is you cook the broth for hours.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's so flavorful.
Okay. So I do have.
I feel like a lot of the other soups I make, people probably already have a good chicken tortilla soup or a good French onion. Those are all pretty kind of easy to find. But those were a couple of the more unique ones I made.
Well, and chili. Everybody's got a good chili recipe, right?
I just made white chicken chili.
Okay.
Already this year. That is so good to me.
What is it, navy beans then? What do you use?
So this one has a can of navy beans, pinto beans, and how do you say that one? Cannellini beans?
I think so.
Like
yeah.
Oh, northern beans, not pinto beans.
Okay.
And it has poblano and cut up in it. So it's not too spicy, but it has that little bit of,
that's a little
flavor.
Kick. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I could link to that one in the show notes too.
Okay.
That's a good one.
And then, we would be remiss to not mention jambalaya and gumbo.
Oh, I was gonna get to that.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to leave your soup category. So do you have any other soups that you need to highlight, or were you saying that everybody else's probably are?
Well, I think that's enough.
Pretty
common. Because I feel like
common.
We're going to have lots to go into.
Okay.
So that's a few soups we can
Link
to.
Let's talk about jambalaya real quick.
Okay.
So chicken and sausage would be a typical meat combo in jambalaya.
Or seafood.
And
people
seafood,
go
too.
Either direction. You usually see a land one with its chicken and sausage.
That's
or
true.
Or a seafood one.
That's true.
One or the other.
Without the seafood, based on where you are, might be a little more budget friendly to do chicken or chicken and sausage or just sausage.
Yeah.
Chicken thighs and smoked sausage. This would be like fire roasted tomatoes.
Oh, yes.
Rice.
That's my new favorite canned kind of tomato, the fire roasted. I don't know why it's so yummy.
They are good. And then the Holy Trinity, we've mentioned that on here before, but that is diced onion, bell pepper, and celery. That's what the Creole sort of community calls the Holy Trinity. So it's got lots of lively flavor. You've made jambalaya before? Do you have a good recipe?
I have made it before. The one I just opened up to, because I told you I told y'all I was ordering the Paula Deen Southern Cooking Bible.
I think you got other people to order it too. We got a few messages. It's so great.
So I got my used copy and it looks like it's brand new.
I love it.
Anyway, her jambalaya recipe I just looked up has the smoked sausage and shrimp.
Okay.
So I just eat my words. I said it usually goes land or sea, but
she
put those together.
Pick your preference.
But yeah, I think this one looks really good. Mm-hmm. The one I made, I didn't pull that recipe out right here in front of me, but I can look it up. And then I've also made, we've took a class on gumbo.
Yes. So again, gumbo would have the Holy Trinity, like I just mentioned, but it would also have okra in it.
Which you got to have something to thicken it up, like a...
You can make a roux.
Yes, you can make a roux.
But there's you can do that in your pot to begin with.
Yes.
If you'll remember, we only had one pot in that cooking class, right?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure we did it all in one pot. So we started with the roux, made that, and then started adding
all the other
ingredients. Yeah. And then you can make this hot if you want, like adding some cayenne pepper and just, again, various meat and seafood, however you want to make your gumbo. So
those are great ones for winter, though. And very, you know, very hearty.
Yes.
I think those are all everything we're mentioning, too. But particularly to me, jambalaya, gumbo, things like that are so good to feed a crowd. You don't dirty up a ton of dishes.
Right.
But they're getting some good substance and
Yeah. You don't have to create a bunch of side dishes to go with it.
Right.
It's all in one pot.
It's all in there. You could have a few things to make it spicier or whatever as additions. But yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. Now, you'll notice, I think there's a lot of great soups out there that include a pasta noodle in with them. Now, you'll notice I'm not saying that because we haven't really been eating much pasta because my husband has a new gluten sensitivity. So, I do think, though, just soups in general with a noodle in them, whether even if it's an egg noodle or something.
Yeah, I remember having
that a lot.
I've not made this myself, but I remember having a wonderful soup that had tortellini and sausage.
I've made it.
And that was really yummy together.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. Yes. And did it have some spinach?
Maybe. I can't remember, but that was a good one.
Well, I did find a great list from Southern Living that I'm going to also be linking to that they had some just a good collection of one pot meals.
Was that from this episode that just came out yesterday?
No, this was old.
Okay.
Yeah, this was old. But I will say I wanted to highlight one that I saw on the list because it sounds so good. A Buffalo Ranch Chicken Broccoli Casserole.
Oh.
Now, this is one that you prepare everything in a skillet on the stovetop and then put it all in the oven.
Okay. So, see,
again, one pot
would be wonderful for this.
Exactly. But yeah, I'll link to that because it had a very good comprehensive list that I wanted to give them credit for.
Another thing similar to making in a Dutch oven, a jambalaya or something, is in a skillet you can do I have a recipe for Cajun sausage and rice skillet.
Yum.
So it's similar.
Yes.
And it has a lot of those same ingredients, the tomatoes, the chicken broth, the rice, the andouille sausage.
Mm-hmm. I love andouille sausage. So good.
Too.
So good. Low country. I mean, it can be. It makes me think of low country because we had that good red rice in Charleston.
Oh, man.
That would be a one pot meal.
Yes.
Right there.
Yeah,
so
there's lots of different, crab rice and so many yummy rice dishes.
So I have some farro in my pantry.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking,
is Philip eating that? Does he like that?
It's not opened yet. Okay. So this next section is called a recipe I'm about to try.
Okay.
I found one that sounds like it's going to be really good. It's Tuscan farro soup.
Okay.
So before we left soups, I just wanted to quickly mention
this
one too. Because I think farro is also another good sort
grain
of
that's
filler that, you know, really helps make you full, especially if you're not having a lot of meat in the, or you're wanting it to be vegetarian. This one has meat. This one has bacon and the farro and carrot, celery, and onion, and then any dark leafy greens. So I think they were suggesting a dark kale.
Okay.
But any dark leafy greens. And then the white beans that you were talking about, the cannellini. Just some spices I won't get into. But yeah, and then top it with some Parmesan cheese. So
let me know if that turns out good.
Yeah,
I'd like to make that.
That
sounds good.
So that'll be kind of my substitute in my mind of having noodles
in there.
Yeah. He eats rice too. I was just wanting to try something a little different.
Another thing I like to do typically in a braiser or a deep cast iron skillet is I like bone-in chicken, and that can be thighs, breast, any kind, mm-hmm. whatever your family likes or you or your family likes. But I do think the bone-in has more flavor.
That's what they say.
When you yep. cook it than yep. just the boneless.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so putting in whatever meat you want, and then bone-in chicken or whatever, and then adding in, you could go kind of a themed direction. So like if you wanted to go kind of Mediterranean or Greek, you could just start
looking through your pantry.
Yeah. Or, well, this is just sometimes what I do. Yeah. Where I'm like, oh, I have olives and feta and... You know,
you could kind of go
a Greek yes. direction. I wouldn't put the fat on until the very end.
Right.
But, you know,
yeah.
baking all of that together.
Yeah.
You could even put a little vinaigrette in there or whatever marinade mm-hmm. you like that's kind of Greek.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just have some roasted potatoes and rosemary and you want to go kind of French.
Make yeah.
some kind of a creamier sauce. You know,
yeah.
there's so many directions yeah. you could go. You could go Asian and go
I like this
kind of soy sauces and broccoli and put mm-hmm. all that in there mm-hmm. and cook it together.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
you could go Mexican.
One pan.
Yep. Yeah.
I love so that
chicken,
kind of thing.
I like this. What you're going bone in mm-hmm. chicken plus
whatever direction.
The majority of
veggies
item in your pantry.
Whatever veggies fill in that
yeah.
flavor
yeah.
palette that, or direction you want to go. I've even used, like if I didn't have a lot of that kind of stuff, I've done like a can of white beans and tomatoes and rosemary. And, you know, that's even mm-hmm. like a nice little flavor.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. I like that. That's reminding me of another one I want to try, which is a chicken and apples one pan dish, and it's sweet
good.
It's sweet and savory, and it has some bacon in it, so that's where some of the savoriness comes. But it's got some veggies that are paired with sweet apples and cinnamon.
Okay,
doesn't that sound yummy?
That sounds so fallish too.
Yes.
Yum,
so it's a good yum. It's a good lean protein meal with fruits and veggies, and I think I'm going to try that. So I'll link that to that one too. That's from iHeartNapTime. That's a site that has a lot of good resources.
Oh my gosh, I've seen that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know another source that I really love her recipes? It's like Budget Bites. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
B-Y-T-E-S, mm-hmm. Budget Bites. She has, I'm saying she, I think it's a she, has a lot of wonderful recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And she does some that are in one pot. I had printed out, I haven't made this one yet, but it sounded so good to me. One pot creamy pesto chicken pasta.
Yum.
Anyway, it's sun-dried tomatoes and spinach and all that glory
well,
together.
That sounds wonderful. And I just thought of even where I heard of this chicken and apple recipe was it was featured on the Take Them a Meal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ideas for the week. So
okay.
this is, so again, just to mention, this would be easy to transport too. If you were taking, you want your pot back, obviously, but if you're taking a meal to someone,
yeah.
this is also a good, these are good recipes to
Or transport
consider.
It from your Dutch oven to just a plastic
mm-hmm.
or, you know, foil dish and
mm-hmm.
let them keep it.
Yes. Yeah.
Can't keep my Dutch oven.
No.
No. I want that back. I love the direction of Indian kind of flavors too,
Ooh,
where you can
okay.
make like, our small group leader makes butter chicken.
Okay. That's
and,
a, Indian dish.
Yes. And so I've made it a couple of times now
mm-hmm.
and we can link to that in the show notes, but it's very easy. You just, it's got the onion, curry, garlic, ginger, butter.
Yeah.
All of that.
Hence the name.
And then you go adding in your broth, and it has tomato puree and heavy cream.
Ooh.
So it makes like this wonderful curry cream
okay.
sauce. And then all you
really
do is make rice.
It was really healthy until you got to
well,
the butter and cream.
You know
all
I'm
those
getting
gingers
to that.
And those are so healthy, but yeah.
And then if you're, I also have a really good recipe for spicy vegan potato curry. So it's a curry, mm. similar thing, but it's vegan. So if I'm not eating
yeah.
certain things in a season or feeding someone who doesn't,
right.
I can get you the,
that's a really,
we can link
really
to that
good
one
option.
Too, 'cause
yeah.
it's hearty and
yeah.
warm for the fall.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Well, I love using sausage too. Mm-hmm. I have, do you remember that recipe I make? The recipe is super awkward because I'll tell you the reason. It came from one of those Pampered Chef booklets that you get at the party if you go to a Pampered Chef party. And the way they write out the recipe, and no offense, Pampered Chef, I know you're just trying to push your products, but it names the specific tool and pan, and I don't have any of
it. I know exactly what you're talking
and
about.
And so,
yes.
In that sense, I just know now how to make it. Mm-hmm. I don't even look at that recipe anymore. But it uses...
is this the one with the orzo pasta?
So it uses... It looks kind of like orzo pasta, but it's arborio rice.
Yes, yes.
And you cook it in chicken broth or stock. So that makes it soak up all that flavor.
I love this.
It has sun-dried tomatoes, and then you use Italian sausage.
I want to make this. I can't believe I forgot this. This is one of my favorite dishes.
Oh, it's so delicious.
Make. Yes.
So anyway, we can link to that. But if I think I can find it from that little booklet I have. But just y'all know, you're going to have to tweak it unless you have 25 Pampered Chef tools that are listed in the recipe.
Unless you're a Pampered Chef top seller.
Yes.
Which you might be. So.
Oh, and then you put Parmesan. Girl, it's
so good.
I love that one. And there's different ways you can tweak that, too, with what you have. Mm-hmm. But
I love it.
That's a good fall recipe.
I love it. Any others? You are surrounded by open binders, papers.
This is so fun.
Things are tucked everywhere right now.
Well, I didn't go into desserts.
Well, I wanted to talk about desserts too. Yeah.
Okay. But I do think cast iron skillet desserts are such a beautiful thing because it keeps it warm for a while when it comes out hot. Mm-hmm. In fact, you can transport it and it will stay warm for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that about it.
Yeah.
And it looks cool.
It does.
One time I entered a pie contest.
Yes.
And my apple pie that I made was in the cast iron skillet. And everybody just thought it was like the coolest thing ever. Well, that's pretty easy to
They're doing a pie contest again, just so you know. They announced it at church. So I don't know if you've thought about re-entering. Well, yeah. So you're talking about even the skillet. But then even I think it's really yummy in a Dutch oven to make cobblers.
Okay.
So I've got a recipe for
Never done that.
A peach cobbler. I've done even a peach cobbler in a skillet on the grill too.
Oh, before. Yeah.
That was good. That was a good summer thing. Now that it's fall, I also have a good apple cobbler recipe that you make in the Dutch oven. Now, I guess I should qualify, you are going to have to mix your dry ingredients in a small mixing bowl.
Oh, so we've dirtied something else.
This is probably already disqualifying me, but it is just those two things. It's the mixing bowl for your dry ingredients because you have to mix up your flour.
Yeah.
And your, but you're going to like get them to a place where you're just going to dollop around. And you, yeah. Anyway, yes, don't forget that you can make desserts in one pot too. That's a really good mention.
So I haven't made it, but it looks so good. It's old. I mean, a couple of years old. Cast iron fall baking. It's like a
like a magazine.
This one's from 2019. I just now pulled it out and it looked so good. Salted caramel blondies.
Mm.
Oh my lord! So it uses you make a salted caramel sauce. You bake this whole thing in a cast iron skillet. So you're dirtying more than just the skillet too for
this one.
That's fine.
That's fine.
But anyway, it has chopped up pretzels in it. And that sounds so good to me with the sweet and the salty.
I love those together. Combos.
That is like the best. So anyhow.
Okay, that sounds good too. See, now that we've talking caramel and desserts, I'm like, other bowls getting dirty are fine.
Well, it's so funny. On this one, it says, kitchen tip, no square skillet, use a 10-inch round skillet. And I'm like, I forget people have square skillets. I just, who cares if one of them's weird shaped?
Gosh.
I'll eat that one.
Exactly. Oh my
gosh. Doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, we could go on and on, but I think we've hopefully given a little new inspiration.
I agree.
Things you can dive into this week or this month.
Yeah. So, and fall's the time to do it. Just start getting ready for winter and start practicing some of your one pot meals now to know what you're going to make again and again. And
it's getting into that time of sweetening things with sorghum and molasses. Mm-hmm. And there's so many wonderful flavors that are from close to home.
There are. I love it. That's a good mention too. Okay. Well, we hope that you guys have a great week and we will see you right back here next time. Until then, Lainey, peace be with you.
Oh, and also with y'all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.